Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Been talking a lot about the Maryland situation throughout the show. Talked to Jeff Ehrman earlier in the program from InsideMDSports.com. He broke the story of Kevin Willard bouncing to Villanova. Going to talk a little more college hoops here with Chip Patterson. Covers college sports for CBS Sports. He jumps on the Rude Guest Hotline. What's going on, Chip?
How we doing?
Good. So here in Maryland,
crazy up here
in the DMV, the focus should have been on a team making a run to the Sweet 16, but it became all about the coach who's now left for Villanova. What happens next here for Maryland?
It's a really good job, and I think that you're going to have probably some good, like, you are going to have some quality enough candidates to be able to be in a position where the Maryland fan, the Maryland season ticket holder, you know, somebody who you just get back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016. And there's a little bit of like, right, this is where Maryland basketball should be, regularly making appearances in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. And so what you want is you want the hire to replace Kevin Willard to be someone of the quality where the expectation is going to remain the same. I don't think that Maryland basketball needs to be going for an up-and-comer. I don't think Maryland basketball needs to take a chance on somebody. I think that this is a job where a sitting coach at a power conference is going to look and say, hey, listen, you know, we should be able to activate and continue this, sort of this kind of trajectory. Now, where are we at with the administration? How do you do a coaching search when you've got an athletic director who just left for SMU?
Exactly.
I'm not going to lean all the way into all of Kevin Willard's complaints or gripes, but what does that do in terms of the coaching community, in terms of, you know, how they view this? But I believe that it will be a very, very attractive job. One where, if all the reporting around the last ditch effort, remember that yeah. I get it. You probably knew that he was gone. You had to be able to let your fans know that you weren't just going to let him walk out the door. But if the commitments that were reportedly made in the last ditch effort to get Kevin Willard to stay and say no to Villanova, if you're willing to make that investment and you're willing to take that to the qualified candidate, I think Maryland basketball will be just fine.
Well, who's got, but of those kind of like power five, those major conference coaches that you say that, and I think they're worthy of it too, how on earth can you attract one with no AD in place?
Got it. This is when like true like power structure of the next 5 years in the athletic department stuff types happens. You go back and you hear these stories about like who was the key to making it happen. And maybe it's not somebody who works in the athletic department. Maybe it's somebody who works at the university. Maybe it is a booster or a donor or somebody within the Maryland community. But whoever ends up, if this ends up being a successful hire, whoever is able to step into the power vacuum that is left by the exit of Damon Evans, you've basically become a key piece to whatever happens in Maryland basketball for the next couple of years. I mean, I tell you what, the one thing that is sort of driving a lot of this opinion from me is that as before the news is even finalized, you see the reporting that Buzz Williams is among the names that are interested. And immediately in my head, I was like, wow, yeah. Buzz Williams at Maryland would be awesome. You know, like that's like if that's the kind of coach that we're talking about, I think Maryland will be just fine. Again, you gotta land the plane. You gotta like get everything signed and dotted and crossed and get to the press conference. And all of that is made more difficult by not having an athletic director. But if that is the kind of coach we're talking about, then I think that's a good thing for Maryland.
We should probably hear something in the next 72 hours. They got to make a move pretty quick. Anyway, let's switch over to the games this weekend, and of course the Final Four. It was just very frustrating. I'm not a Tennessee Vols fan, Chip, but I was live betting Tennessee once it got up to 9.5. Then it got it up to 15.5. I said, well, come on, it's Tennessee. They can't get smoked by 20. I lost every single bet on my live bets. I could not believe the fact that they started the game 0-for-14 from threes. That's hard to do. That's so difficult to do, even for college players. They end up 5-for-29 from beyond the arc. I mean, it was a smoke show, and I was very shocked at how bad they were offensively. Now, I know Houston's the best defense in the country, but they were missing open looks pretty much the entire first half. Give me your thoughts on how that game went down.
I mean, they peed down their legs.
They did.
I mean, it's
they
so
did.
Yeah, like so disappointing. I'll add on to that because Tekai Ziegler and Chaz Lanier, like the being able to have that 1-2 punch in the backcourt are the reason why Tennessee was in this spot as one of the, I believe, the top two seed going into the tournament, yep. Why they were, you know, contending for an SEC championship. And they just, I think in the first half combined, it was like 2-for-17, you know, or something like that. Just but with your two guys that are supposed to be able to provide the offense that drives this thing to go along with your defense. But I knew that it was getting really, really bad for Tennessee. Two things were happening in the first 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just the missed shots. It was the turnovers, and it was giving up offensive rebounds.
Right.
I mean, it was just I think there were 4 or 5 turnovers in the first maybe 10 minutes or so. And Houston's points, as they started to build that lead early on, they weren't necessarily coming from, you know, just bombing you from outside. It was just dirty work.
Yep.
And so when you are coughing the ball up on offense, and when you are allowing the opponent to get extra possessions, when we're talking about these like huge meeting and clash of the Titans that we've got in this Elite Eight where every team was in, you know, KenPom top 9, if you do the small things poorly, then you don't even have a chance. Like even if they were shooting the ball a little bit better, 50% better than they were at the beginning, you were still giving Houston extra possessions with your turnovers and not being able to clean up on the glass. And so that's why the first thing out of my first thing that comes to mind is that they peed down their leg, is that they were missing shots and they weren't doing the small things well. You just don't win basketball games in the NCAA tournament against good teams when you hit that checklist.
Yeah.
I mean, what a horrendous time to have one of your worst performances.
It was the worst possible time to be that bad. It was shocking to watch, and I thought they were going to break out of it, and they never did. All right, so now Houston's got to play Duke, and we know how good Duke is offensively. KenPom had him rated as the number one efficiency offense in the country. He's got Houston as the number one defensive efficiency team. So, but Duke is also very good defensively, and we saw what they did against Bama. Bama hit 25 threes against BYU. They're 9-for-32 or 8-for-32 against Duke. And I didn't even think Duke played that great offensively, to be honest with you. But your thoughts on kind of a contrast in styles between Duke and Houston, and is Duke beatable? Because I don't think they are.
I agree with you on Duke didn't play great, and they still won by 20 and put up 85 points.
Yep.
I thought they were really sloppy with the ball, had 12, 13 turnovers in that game. Cooper Flagg, who remember had all those moments at the beginning of the season where he was dribbling off his foot,
right.
Had a little bit of like playing hot potato with it. Not his best game either, but they are just – to hear Alabama coach Nate Oates after the game, who – and, you know, he's, you know, old math teacher, Mr. Analytics, Mr. Chess Match, X's and O's. He sounded like Shire cooked him. he was going through all the different adjustments that he and his staff were making, and then describing how Duke had the perfect counter for it. You know, they were doing this, and then we got caught in ISO balls, and then we started switching this, and then they did this, and then they put in Malawatch, and then they put in there's just so many players who are playing at a high level, who are dialed into what they want to do. You know, Duke has frequently had lottery picks on the roster. They have not frequently had lottery picks who are all 100% certain in their roles and what they do for this team. And I think that's, to your point about Duke being beatable, that Duke's not beatable, if you believe me when I tell you that they've got more talent, they are deeper, and they perform better, and they're better coached than about anybody else in the country. And that's just really, really scary and disappointing if you are any one of these other one seeds. But, you know, they could, like Tennessee, have a bad game at the absolute worst time. So I will say they are beatable. They are my pick. They were my pick to win it all at the beginning of the tournament. I saw them here in Raleigh, you know, covering those first and second round games. Walked out of that believing they were the best team in the tournament. And after the second weekend, I still believe they are the best team in the tournament. They have too many counterpunches. They have too many ways to beat you. You get down to their third and fourth player, and we're still talking about a first-round NBA draft pick. So yep. I think it's going to be really, really tough to stop the Blue Devils from cutting down nets.
So you are an ACC country, and I heard this debate. Jay Williams was chiming in on it, a great basketball player in college at Duke, won a national championship, and it was about who's the best Duke player, one and done. Is it Cooper Flagg?
I threw out Zion because Zion was freaking pretty good his freshman year.
Right, and like the thing about Zion was that there was so much to it that wasn't just in the, like, Cooper Flagg's going to win the stat sheet. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg's going to win the argument because he's led the team in points, rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals. Like, the nerds who talk about win shares, you're like, he's probably going to win the win shares battle. And I'm not sure if he has, but there was something to the sort of the impact of when Zion would come flying down and just, like, throw it down on you. Or remember at the Virginia game? When he had that block down by the baseline and like threw it into the ninth row, there was something of like Cooper
Flagg. Shoe exploded.
His shoe exploded.
Yeah. I mean, there was just so much just noise around this. Cooper Flagg, outside of his, you know, his AT&T bingo commercial and his little like flex move that he's now kind of owning, he's kind of quietly had the national player of the year, number one overall NBA draft pick kind of season. I'll say that it's Zion for right now, but let Cooper Flagg win the national championship. He would be a hard to beat in that one and done discussion.
Are you okay with all the one seeds, or did you want to see a little bit more parity?
No, I have long wanted it's one of my things about college football playoff expansion that I was afraid of. That we wouldn't be that the NCAA tournament rewards whoever wins the tournament. It does not necessarily reward the best team from that season. And so, and again, like going back to a comment about the Elite Eight, at the start of the Elite Eight, I was like, this is awesome because literally no matter what happens, whoever wins the championship has been one of the best teams in the country since the start of February. You know, like I sort of start to dial in mid-January. And so I've been really into, like, working it, covering it, like, following it. And the teams that we had in the Elite Eight and certainly the ones that we had in the Final Four have been the ones that have been playing at the highest level. And so I like to the stories that happen. I like the lives that are changed when it comes to Cinderella stories and celebrating that. Cinderella's not dead. Cinderella will be back. Like, that stuff I think is a little overblown. I'm perfectly happy with, it's nothing but championship caliber teams. And now let's go tip it off and see who can win on the biggest stage.
So, Chip, just to circle back to the Kevin Willard situation and Maryland, one of the things before he left that he was saying was, hey, I'm not getting enough money to compete to be a national championship team. But as a fan, I don't really have a concept of how much money these players are getting or teams. Like, let's just work with the Final Four. What's the payroll for these teams? How much money is being allocated to the players at Duke, at Houston, at Auburn, at Florida?
Or do we know?
I don't know what college basketball payrolls look like top to bottom. My two things that I've sort of taken away from the Willard stuff, I don't think that was about an NIL discussion. I think that he is preemptively starting the war that every athletic department is going to have when we get to this revenue sharing. When we get to the point where tens of millions of dollars are in a pot handed to an athletic department, and now the athletic department has to make a decision how much of this revenue sharing money is going to go to football, how much of this revenue sharing money is going to go to basketball. Mm-hmm. Because he's looking around, you know, up and down the East Coast and the Atlantic 10 and the Big East, where they don't have any football, and those schools have already said, yeah, we are going all in revenue sharing dollars directed towards our basketball program. And I think that in the Big Ten especially, there has been the message that it's like, you need to invest in your football program. If you like, this is what we're doing now. Look at what Indiana did. Somebody went to Indiana and said, look, just leaning on your Bob Knight, you know, title banners ain't going to cut it anymore. You can't just have football be something that you do before basketball season. You got to invest in this. They invested in Kurt Cignetti. They invested in putting together a quality roster. They made the college football playoff. I think that that's what Kevin Willard's talking about. He's not talking about an NIL payroll. He's talking about resources from the athletic department, from the school. It's going to happen with revenue sharing, but it also happens in terms of staffing. Like, have you guys ever seen how many extra staffers the men's basketball team coaching staff has? I call them the polo shirts. Oh. And they're everywhere.
Yeah, they got a bunch.
And it's like more coaches than they have seats for at NCAA tournament games. So the NCAA has to like go put them in a separate family section. And these guys are nuts. These guys are film scouting breakdowns. Like they are the guys who are calling out the opponent's plays. It's not Connor Stallions, you know, it's like actual scouting, but like they're in the stands calling out the plays. And you know, writers on press row at these NCAA tournament games, like, what's going on here? And then it turns out that Alabama just has this army of polo shirts whose only job is trying to make Alabama basketball better. And you know what? Those polo shirts all have salaries. And that's the kind of investment that we're talking about. I mean, just to bring in the personal side of this, North Carolina has been skating by on being North Carolina for a long time. And in the last couple years, they've had a reckoning that just being North Carolina is not going to cut it on the recruiting trail, and just being North Carolina is not going to cut it competitively. So some of the investments that North Carolina is making right now, general manager, extra staffing, is trying to say, like, okay, if we want to recruit at the highest level, we can't just do it the old way. And I think that what Kevin Willard was indicating at is feeling like...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe he was going to end up getting pushed to the side in favor of football when it comes to those athletic department decisions.
Chip, great stuff. It's Chip Patterson, college basketball writer for CBS Sports. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Chip.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Got to take a break. Come back with more right here on the Junkies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.